The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, big tech has silenced him on Facebook and on Twitter and other platforms, but Donald Trump still speaks, and when he speaks, not everybody is chagrined by what he says. Certainly not Mike Carey, a candidate for the vacant seat in the U.S. Congress to represent the Congressional District 15, that is many of your district, here in our listening area on the Bruce Hooley Show. And Mike Carey today has the endorsement of Donald J. Trump. That is where we begin a Wednesday edition of the Bruce Hooley Show. We will talk a fair amount of politics and possible future representatives of you today on the program at 5:33 p.m. We'll be joined by Senate candidate Bernie Moreno, the Cleveland area businessman who is digging into his own pockets, not taking PAC money, trying to recapture a mindset that was the norm in our country when our country was founded. A successful businessman setting aside his business interests because he feels compelled to serve our country by serving in elected office. Bernie Moreno will join us at 5:33. I will enjoy introducing him to you, and you will be able to compare his message with that of Jane Timken, who joined us several weeks ago. She's the former head of the Ohio Republican Party, and we hope to at some point in the future get Josh Mandel. They are the three main candidates on the Republican side of the ticket. The ticket is much more crowded on the Congressional 15 ballot. I've lost track of how many there are. We had someone I was very impressed with in studio last week, Ruth Edmonds. We have also talked with Jeff LaRae. Jeff LaRae has the endorsement of the man that he wants to replace in Congress, Steve Stivers, who is now the president of the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. But today, Mike Carey got the Donald Trump endorsement, and no disrespect to the oft-elected Steve Stivers, I would say Donald Trump's endorsement is more significant and more telling, because Jeff LaRae, if he draws Steve Stivers' endorsement, is probably geared legislatively toward the things that Steve Stivers prioritized. Mike Carey, if he gets Donald Trump's endorsement, would certainly be someone that you would think the former president would consider an ally should Trump run again, or should someone Trump anoints be the Republican nominee in 2024. We'll have a primary for all of this on August the 3rd. Here is the statement from Donald Trump, who met with Mike Carey at Trump Tower yesterday. Trump says, Mike Carey will be, quote, a courageous fighter for the people in our economy. He is strong on the border and tough on crime. As a veteran, he totally supports our military and his fellow vets. A strong supporter of the Second Amendment, Mike will do an outstanding job in Congress. Now, from what I see there, there's nothing that Mike Carey stands for that Trump lauds him for that would be any different than what Jeff LaRae stands for, certainly no different than what Ruth Edmonds stands for. We've not talked with Stephanie Coonsey or Bob Peterson. Peterson is a state senator. Stephanie Coonsey is also a member of the General Assembly. So my guess is this is going to be a pretty consistent platform on the Republican side of the ticket. But I've benefited from the insight of someone who knows the ins and outs of the State House and has lobbied at the State House. And he told me Sunday, well, maybe it was Saturday, he told me over the weekend that this was going to happen, that it seemed that Mike Carey was in line to likely get Donald Trump's endorsement because Carey has been seen with, working with, collaborating with Corey Lewandowski, who was Trump's original campaign manager. So Donald Trump won this district by 14 points. in the most recent presidential election, I think you cannot ignore the significance of Donald Trump endorsing Mike Carey. Mike Carey said, "It's an honor to receive President Trump's endorsement. I'm proud to stand with him and support his agenda as I work to earn the support of Republican primary voters across Ohio's 15th congressional district. I promise to always champion their conservative values and put America first." Again, the message is not going to differ. There are certain things that every politician says and every politician has to say. "I'm going to go to Washington. I'm going to do my best to fight for you." You're going to have to decide what personal nuance of whichever candidate appeals most to you. And that will be a very consequential choice in the 15th district, because you know very well the Democrats would love to get their hands on a seat they have held for exactly one term since Chalmers Wiley. Look it up, kids. That's a name from the Wayback Machine. Represented this part of Ohio in Congress. One time, Deborah Price, two-year term, only Democrat, okay? Now, on the Senate side, it's essentially important that the Republicans hold on to Rob Portman's seat. Portman and Stivers, they're both kind of the same guy. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being open to bipartisanship. And I'm not saying either Portman or Stivers has ever compromised on something, to my knowledge, that I would find as objectionable, deplorable as, heaven forbid, voting against pro-life legislation or voting against school choice, charter schools, vouchers. No, those are almost exclusively the purview of Democrats. But it's very, very important that we hold on to that Republican seat in the Senate, because we're hoping to win the Senate back in 2022. I think Raphael Warnock is very vulnerable in Georgia. I sort of rub my hands together in glee as I hit myself in the forehead in consternation as I see Democrats pushing radical agendas like critical race theory and sexual reassignment surgery for minors. Did you know I read a story this morning? It just turned my stomach. In Washington, in the state of Washington, a 13-year-old can say that they are abused at home because their mom or dad won't let them have unlimited access to their phone. They will then enter Child Protective Services, where it is very often the case that social workers try to magnify those disagreements at home, and it very often ends up with a confused, rebellious child saying, yeah, I think I'd be open to that transgender thing. Yeah, actually, I do think I feel like either a boy or a girl, opposite of what my biology was. And parents have no right to communicate with their kid and cannot even go and get their kid out of a facility. And they say, it's thousands of miles away. We don't have to worry about that, Bruce. Really? What starts as an ember eventually becomes a brush fire. I told you yesterday that right around the year 2000, the national sentiment approving of gay marriage was under 30%. Now it is 70% nationwide. Right now, the opposition to critical race theory and its concepts is 70% nationwide. In 20 years, will it still be 70% opposition to critical race theory that, hey, you're born white, you're just born with hatred in your heart and the system is stacked against all people who are minorities? Or will that battle follow the tack that the gay rights agenda has followed and will go from Gay Pride Day to Gay Pride Week to Gay Pride Month and its ever-evolving flag and other censorship agenda items that force you to wear rainbow flags and other paraphernalia at your work when you disagree with it, either cognitively or spiritually? That is why this fight is so important. That is why these elections are so important. That is why we're telling you about Trump's endorsement of Mike Kerry and why we will talk with Bernie Moreno at 5:33 today. It is 5:19, actually 5:20 now on the Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Thanks so much. Take us with you wherever you go. Make it a habit on your bike ride, on your walk, out and about shopping. Our app, 989 FM, The Answer. You search that in the iTunes and Google Play Store. It will make it easy for you to not just listen to our show, but Hugh Hewitt in the Morning, Mike Gallagher, Charlie Kirk, Dennis Prager, Seb Gorka, Larry Elder. And if you have the iHeartRadio.com or TuneIn Radio app, you already can listen to The Answer anywhere you go. Send me an email, bruce@989theanswer.com. Appreciate those of you who have reached out. Let us know your legal questions. We'll get them answered for you at 6 o'clock Friday with Ask the Attorney. 5:33 today, we'll be joined by Senate candidate Bernie Moreno, very interesting gentleman who emigrated to this country as a five-year-old from Bogota, Colombia, and has built several, in fact, more than several, very successful businesses in Cleveland, and now wants to serve our country and pay back the good that the country has done for he and his family by becoming elected to Rob Portman's seat in the U.S. Senate. So Bernie Moreno at 5:33 today. Speaking of the Senate, the Ohio Senate, controlled by Republicans 25-8, have these people not heard that they are supposed to be hateful and intolerant? And I mean, what in the world is going on with all 25 members of the Republican caucus in the Ohio Senate voting for a law that would make illegal penalizing high school athletes who wear religious clothing? Now, this is going to blow their reputation as hateful and intolerant. I'm being facetious, of course. That's the reputation that Republicans have, because that's the lie that Democrats tell. But today, the Ohio Senate unanimously voted to stop a rule that requires a waiver for instance, Muslim kids. If they want to wear, female athletes want to wear a face covering, as the Muslim faith requires them to do. If Orthodox Jews wanted to wear a yarmulke, you would have to get a waiver. And a terrible story, a young woman from Northeast Ohio was actually disqualified from a race because she wore her head covering without a waiver. So Senate Republicans today joined, yes, with their 8 Democratic counterparts, and they voted to get rid of this rule. It's a good ruling. It should happen. It'll sail through the House, I'm sure, and I'm sure Governor DeWine will handle it. So we did find something that we can agree on across party lines. But, I mean, it's just hateful. Republicans must not have realized it. I mean, they're Islamophobes, right? I mean, how in the world would they support such legislation? Such garbage is spread out there by the left. Now, if you're like me and you like golf or you're just civic-minded, you may have tuned in or at least been aware that the Professional Golfers Association touring professionals were in town over the past weekend for the Memorial Tournament at Muirfield Village. And in the course of that, the event is sponsored by Nationwide, and it is a outgrowth of that sponsorship that the Memorial Tournament, which somehow, some way, raises a ton of money for charity every year, millions of dollars for charity, gives those millions to Nationwide Children's Hospital. Jack and Barbara Nicholas have been big supporters of Nationwide Children's Hospital. Nationwide, as a company, values sports as a way to further its brand. It sponsors NASCAR. A couple of years, and Peyton Manning is a spokesman for Nationwide. Peyton Manning has been in town to play in the Pro-Am. I don't believe he was in town this year. But at any rate, Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Memorial Tournament and the PGA Tour are linked together. And Nationwide Children's Hospital has over the years been a big asset to our community. No one would dispute that. But now we get to the point where the story they didn't tell you while they had their little obligatory CBS PSAs for Nationwide Children's Hospital all weekend is that Nationwide Children's Hospital, which they did publicize their mental health campaign for kids called On Our Sleeves. That's the name of their mental health campaign. And no one would have any objection to stressing the importance of children's mental health. I just think it is deplorable, to use a word that is oft used against the right, that Nationwide Children's Hospital's On Our Sleeves program has partnered with a drag queen based in Columbus. Nina West is the stage name of Andrew Levitt. So Andrew Levitt is a male who on his own website says he is in therapy. So are we getting the full picture now? A man in therapy, and there's nothing wrong with therapy, but if I'm finding a mental health advocate, I don't think I want somebody who is in need of therapy being a mental health advocate when that person dresses in women's clothes and sings songs like this on Nickelodeon.
Maybe blue, pink, and white represent transgender people because every letter in LGBTQ plus is equal. And black and brown represent the queer and trans people of color. Doesn't it just feel?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I can't listen anymore. It's perilously close to the time you're eating, or maybe you are eating, and you'll either lose what you're eating or have no appetite for what you're eating. So this is not an exception. I mean, we have drag queen story hour in libraries around our city and surrounding counties. And in our state, we had Polaris Fashion Mall this week holding an event, Drag Queen Bingo. But at some point in time, I hear the echoes of the Sean Connery character, Jimmy Malone, in the story of Elliot Ness and the incarceration of Al Capone. The movie was called The Untouchables. And Elliot Ness, the FBI agent, was trying to convict Al Capone without doing anything that was even a half an inch outside the limits of the law. And at one point, after Capone got away again, Sean Connery, as Jimmy Malone, said to Elliot Ness, "What are you prepared to do? You want to end this? What are you prepared to do?" I want to ask you, as a person who may have an opportunity to support Nationwide Children's Hospital or convey to Nationwide Children's Hospital, what you think of having a person who dresses up in women's clothes and is in therapy serving as a mental health advocate for children, as a person who may shop at Polaris Fashion Place where they're having drag queen bingo night, as a person who your tax dollars supports your local library and they're having drag queen story hour, as a person who shops at Target where they extol the LGBTQ agenda, as a person who may buy your building materials at Home Depot, which is one of the biggest supporters of the LGBTQ agenda, at some point in time, what are you prepared to do? What are you prepared to do? Nickelodeon. You going to let your kids watch Nickelodeon? They're putting this garbage on TV with Nina West, Andrew Levitt singing about the pride flag? You're going to park your little kid in front of the Nickelodeon and let him watch this? Because keeps them quiet, gives you a little bit of extra time and the silence to be enjoyed during your day while they're programming your kid's head? What are you prepared to do? What are you prepared to do? My next guest asked himself that question. He's Bernie Moreno. He decided what he's prepared to do is put his life on hold and run for the Senate. And we'll talk to Bernie Moreno next on the Bruce Hooley Show.